The Sooner State's big congressional primary featured an expensive challenge to veteran GOP Congressman Tom Cole in the state's southern 4th Congressional District. Mr. Cole, now chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, easily overcame more than $5 million of self-funding expenditure from his Republican primary opponent, businessman Paul Bondar, in capturing just under 65% of the vote. The top race of the week came in Virginia's 5th Congressional District, where State Senator John McGuire may have defeated Republican Representative Bob Good with a razor-thin vote majority. It will likely be several days before we see final totals here because the post-election ballots could make a difference in the outcome. Mr. Good was one of the quarterbacks behind the movement to oust former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and the former House leader was heavily involved with helping to fund an independent expenditure designed to defeat the incumbent congressman. The Morning Consult organization tested President Biden's job approval rating in all 50 states and sees just 5 where his positive reviews exceed the negative. California is the president's best state, where his job approval is +8. In the 4 others, his positive ratings just barely exceed his negative in Maryland, New York, Massachusetts, and Washington. In the other 45 states, the president's job performance is underwater. Earlier in this election cycle, a court struck down the Louisiana congressional map as a racial gerrymander because a second majority minority seat could be drawn and was not. Then the map was reconfigured to transform the current 6th CD into such a district, but it stretched from Baton Rouge to Shreveport. Activists sued to get the map disqualified, since it was similar to a draw the courts rejected in 1994 because the Constitution forbids race being a determining factor in drawing districts. Subsequently, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a stay on that ruling, thus reviving the original redraw that created the state's second majority-minority seat. Though there is likely to be a future challenge, it appears that this will be the Louisiana congressional plan that prevails, at least for the 2024 election. As a result, the odd man out on this draw is 5-term Republican Representative Garrett Graves, who was left with the choice of running in a decidedly Democratic new 6th CD or challenging either Republican incumbents Julia Letlow or Clay Higgins. Mr. Graves has now decided not to oppose either member, saying he does not wish to upset the Republican political apple cart for what could only be a short-term map. The litigation in this redistricting case is far from over, so Mr. Graves' congressional career may not be ending, but only suspended. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.